Hello, West Liberty. This is Mason. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we're passionately vocal. In the studio with me today, I have Cole Bonacci, one of the newest members of Phi Delta Theta, West Virginia Gamma. Nasi, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. Pretty tired from this dodgeball.
Dodgeball? Greek week's going on right now?
Yep. We're doing pretty good. Third place overall. Not doing too bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, when deciding to join Phi Delta Theta, what played into your decision?
A lot of the guys. I really like a lot of these guys. They're really good people. They're helping me out a lot. They're making it more of a brotherhood than friendship. They're just great people.
Yeah. We're always there for you. You're always there for us. It's a good time.
Sure.
Okay, so you just got initiated this past Sunday. What were some of your responsibilities as a Phi Chi, which a Phi Chi is like a member before they're initiated?
So the first thing we had to do was food trucks for you guys. And we ended up getting both of them to come. On one was, what was it, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had one on Thursday with softball. Both turned out great. Both raised a lot of money for ALS. It was perfect, pretty much.
Tell me some of the things you had to do for that.
So we had to call the food truck, we had to set up the day they were coming, we had to get their food license and get it approved by Sodexo, and then we had to see where they were going to park, we had to figure out everything pretty much, but just me and the two other rushies.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun though, we figured it out pretty well, got everything planned.
You guys did great. I got to supervise you, or just sit back and kick my feet up. Okay, next question. What skills have you developed from becoming a Phi Chi and becoming an active member?
Honestly, time management. I was able to use my time perfectly, get everything done in the right amount of time. It's just going to keep going like that because we got events all the time. And I'm happy I got to figure that out. It was one of my biggest pet peeves to not know good time management.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about how the classes went, because my previous interview was with our previous Phi Chi educator, Andrew Dalton. You had a different teacher. How was Taz in teaching you guys?
Taz did a very good job. He did incredible. He taught us a lot of stuff, I'll remember for a very long time. He was probably the best one we could have had. All 4 weeks went perfect. All of us did pretty good on the test. Besides me and one of them, that's about it.
All things considering.
Yeah, but Taz did an incredible job. He did perfect. Couldn't have done a better job.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What are you looking forward to?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to these next 3 years. I'm sad school's almost over for the summer. We just started to have a lot of fun. And I can't wait to just keep it going for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our next segment right after this on 91.5 WGLZ. If you're just tuning in, I'm in the studio with Cole Bonacci talking about his experiences of being a Phi Chi and Phi Delta Theta. Nasi, tell me about your interests.
So my interests are, I love to work out. I love to watch sports. I love to hang out with my friends, like all you guys. Hang out almost every day and do all this all this stuff together. Yeah, and that's...
Every day we're together doing something, driving around.
Yeah, working out.
Working out.
Watching sports, doing homework. Everything just together.
It's just, yeah. That's what being in a frat is all about. And I've talked to 4 other people before you who have all, you know, we're all there for each other. We're all doing stuff together.
It's the brotherhood.
It's the brotherhood. Okay, I'm not sure what your major is. Tell me about your major.
I'm doing general business right now. I'm just trying to ride it out for the time being. I made a horrible decision last semester to go pre-med down at WVU.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't end well, ended up coming here, and just loving it. I love this place. It's a lot better than Morgantown. I'm not out of place anymore. It feels like I found my calling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
And you're closer to home. Tell me about where you're from.
I'm from Sherrard, West Virginia. It's right above Wheeling in Moundsville. It's closer to Moundsville because I went to John Marshall for high school. It's middle of nowhere pretty much, but it's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah. Is that somewhere you'd want to live?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to live in the middle of nowhere? Do you want to go to some big city in the future?
It just depends where I get a job. If I get a job in a big city, I'll deal with it for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
I love the country. It'll always be part of me.
Mm-hmm.
Just love it out there.
So elaborate more on why you ended up coming to West Lib over WVU.
So WVU was not my decision at all. I ended up listening to my parents, and it did not go well. And I actually looked at West Lib before I went down to Morgantown in the summer, but I already had a roommate planned out for Morgantown I went to high school with, so I couldn't really just drop him. I had to at least go down for a little bit. And I was down there until about October, and then everything started to change, so I just came. I technically dropped out, and then I came here, and everything just started working out, going my way for the first time in a while. So I just had to let it ride out.
In the previous segment, I forgot to ask, who was Whip, Zach Whip, was he one of the biggest reasons why you joined?
Honestly, Didi was the one that came up to me, and Didi's just such a good guy that I knew if I were to join, he'd be there for me. Mm-hmm. And then I got to meet all of you guys, and all of you just slowly gave off the same vibe as Didi. And I was like, I love all you guys. I was like, I have to. Whip was definitely a big reason too, though, because I'm with him every day.
Yeah.
It's my big. So.
He's your big.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. What position do you think would be perfect for you in the fraternity?
I'll be honest. I thought social chair. But I want to make this VP run interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to see what you have.
We're running against each other for VP.
I want to see what you have. I want to make it awesome. We need to push each other, keep it a good election.
What was it that we said we're going to stick? We're going to, no matter what, we're getting a pool.
Oh, yeah.
No, was that what it was?
Yeah, we're going to get a pool for either the cabin or the house.
The house.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That's a good thing to run for.
Oh, yeah. You need something, you know.
Something to keep us interested.
Something to be interested in. If the pool ends up at your cabin, your neighbors also got a pool, but it's a small pool, so we gotta make your cabin the best.
Exactly, we gotta beat everybody else.
I would like to thank Nasi for joining me today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For coming in.
It's fun.
If you enjoyed the show and like to get more information about Phi Delta Theta, you can follow us on Instagram at Phi Delta WVG. Our next guest will be our treasurer, Matt Terziano, in a few minutes. You've been listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Let's get back to the music.